Welcome to the continuation of Freedom Watch's Citizens Grand Jury. As we said before, we're in the process of having the four persons sign the indictment of Josh Gerstein, a leftist reporter of Politico, who participated in the alleged theft of the decision which overturned Roe v. Wade, giving rise to violence, giving rise foreseeably to an assassination attempt against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That's in the works, that's in progress. Stay tuned. We will be having that indictment signed shortly. The grand jury has voted upon it, and we will proceed by informing Mr. Gerstein that he can come in and plead guilty, not guilty, or nolo contendere. He'll be going to trial. He can defend himself. We will seek his conviction. We will seek his sentencing. And if we're successful, we will seek his citizen's arrest. This is an important time in history. Today, of course, we see that Attorney General Merrick Garland, if you want to call him that, the head of the Biden Gestapo Justice Department, appointed a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden's effectively stealing documents when he was vice president, dealing with his involvement with Ukraine, with Russia, and with China. And there may be other documents involved, also the United Kingdom in all likelihood. Clearly, what Biden did was a crime. You can bet that these documents incriminate him in the bribery that he's being tried for as we speak by Freedom Watch from communist China and Ukraine in particular. This will never see the light of day, the special counsel. The fact that there was an appointment, in fact, as Woody Allen would say in his movie Bananas, is a mockery of a travesty of a sham, of two mockeries of a travesty of a sham. It is a technique that's been used by both Democrat and Republican administrations to bury information. It will therefore not see the light of day, because what will be claimed is that everything's subject to a criminal investigation. You can forget about Jim Jordan's claim that he's going to get all these documents and bring prosecutions. He can't bring prosecutions anyway in a Republican House of Representatives. Only that can be done by a Biden Justice Department, which has become a Gestapo, as you know, particularly with regard to January 6th. So this is a total sham. That's what it is. It's a sham. And the irony here is that the Democrats actually probably welcome the special counsel with Biden. It will weaken him, and it will probably give rise to him not being able to run for president in 2024. So there's a ironic twist here. The Democrats want Biden gone. I predict, given the way the electorate is today, given the voting fraud that exists rampant, particularly with paper ballots, that the next so-called president of the United States, subject to the fact that your Freedom Watch is forming a new government, not a new nation, and we do not recognize the current system as having any degree of integrity. So frankly, the entire government has to be scrapped and we have to move on just like we did in 1776. But mark my words, a few years from now, under this corrupt government system, the next president of the United States will probably be Gavin Newsom from California. God forbid, but that's likely to be the case. Good looking guy, stands for nothing, can morph into whatever shape or form, like Zelig, another Woody Allen movie, that he needs to be. But this all points out one thing. There needs to be justice. And we are going to put in front of our citizens' grand jury the fact that it's obvious that Biden has committed a crime. We are going to seek his indictment under the Presidential Records Act, under just the law of nature and nature's God. It's clear that he's hiding information, suppressed it, and lied about it, and therefore influenced an election. That's also another crime, by not allowing this to be disclosed, what he had done during the midterms, is that it's clear that it relates to his illegal activities in taking bribes from Ukraine in particular. And this is the citizens' justice. If you look back at all the special counsels, all these many years, the only people that ever were indicted were lower level or middle level officials. They held them out to dry. But the elites walked off scot-free. Scot-free. I'm not talking about Scottish people or Scotch whiskey. I'm talking about the game that is played by the elites of both political parties. So stay tuned. Next week, we will bring in front of our citizens grand jury Joe Biden for yet another indictment, and we will include him in the ongoing trial for the bribery from communist China, Ukraine, and Russia, and his negligent homicide with regard to Afghanistan. Currently being tried also is Anthony Fauci. Watch what we do in that regard. He will be held accountable. I'm convinced we'll get a conviction by the citizens judge. Didn't have the respect for the American people to show up for his trial or even plead. He will be tried and is being tried in absentia. And Joe Biden won't show up either because he doesn't have any respect for the powers of the United States. He is even worse than King George III in the days, months, and years leading up to July 4, 1776, our Declaration of Independence. So here's the bottom line, fellow grand jurors, those who are watching this citizens grand jury because it's open to the public. If the American people do not take matters into their own peaceful and legal hands, nothing will ever happen. This is a dog and pony show, which will boost the ratings for Fox News, which will reap money for the Republican Party. But in the end, nothing will happen. Because if it ever did happen, then that would be a precedent that Republicans could be held accountable. But yes, it's being milked to the max. Turn on Fox News, watch the milking, and then of course watch CNN, the Communist News Network, and MSNBC and see how they're justifying how what Biden did was different than what President Trump did. President Trump has got a gift. I suspect much of this information may have come out through private investigators he hired, or maybe leaks from the FBI of people that were sympathetic to the cover-up of Biden's crimes. In any event, this will have the effect of not having him prosecuted. At least that's a positive development, because he didn't do anything that he wasn't able to do by virtue of him being president of the United States. Biden was not president. He took these documents illegally. The vice president has no power to declassify information. Biden is not just brain dead. He is not just stupid, having plagiarized people's works throughout time, but he is one of the biggest criminals in the history of this country, and he must be held accountable for his crimes. So stay tuned. Next week, we will put his crimes in front of the citizens' grand jury. Josh Gerstein, we will have a signed indictment. We will proceed with him being able to plead innocent, guilty, nulla contendere. We will then go to a trial. If he doesn't show up, we'll try him in absentia. If we get a conviction, we will exercise our right in various states of citizens' arrest. We will do it peacefully and legally. But this is a person who stole documentation on behalf of Politico, the left-leaning, more than left-leaning, the rabid leftist publication in Washington, D.C., resulting in the near assassination of a Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. He knew what he was doing. He knew that this would create a violent reaction with regard to Roe v. Wade and the rabid abortionists that are out there. And he is a despicable criminal that needs to be held accountable. We'll be back next week. Until then, remember, the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves. We have no government. We have no legal system that will represent the American people. We must do it ourselves.